Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Been a lot on Joe Shane and the Giant Draft. If you've missed any of that or you're in the mood for some Giant Draft talk, you can always rewind on the Odyssey app. But the New York Mets have done something for the first time all year long. They've lost back-to-back games, as they do lose to the Minnesota Twins 4-3 in 10 innings. They make a valiant comeback after their offense was limp all day. Then they can't get the big hit in the 9th inning or the 10th inning. And then finally, Reed Garrett comes in, gives up a leadoff single. But remember, we got that Fugazi runner on second base. Runner scores, Mets lose. Harrison Bader sticks it up the Mets you-know-whats. And Juan Soto sucked. Juan Soto sucked. Doesn't mean he sucks. Doesn't mean he's terrible. Just means he hasn't hit much. And the Mets have lost back-to-back games. And desperate times call for desperate measures. And that's why tomorrow night at Citi Field, Tiki Barber is in the building. And the pressure's on, bro.
What do I got to do?
I don't want a 3-game losing streak. You are bringing the vibes.
How am I bringing the vibes?
Because you're Tiki Barber.
Can I wear my Yankees jersey?
No. What? You can't be doing that.
I would not do that.
You want a Juan Soto Yankees basketball jersey?
It is a barber Yankee jersey.
Is it? Nah, you can't be doing that. Not in a Met game. But we'll get to some of your phone calls. There are some Met fans annoyed about what just happened. And we'll get into the Yankees coming up a little bit later as they get set to take on the Royals. Steve is in Newark. How are you, Steve?
Hey-o. What's going on, boys?
All's good.
What's up, man?
Quick question. What do you guys think happened first? Fucking Lindblom.
Damn. That was very blunt. You didn't even use creative language around that. I would tell you this. Because Bad Tiki is not a real thing.
He's a sentient AI.
He's a sentient AI. I would
it's
say.
Not representative of
Tiki Barber.
Or our affiliates.
I would assume that Lindor and Soto will eventually get hot. But that's a very colorful way of you asking the question. Let's go to Dennis in Bayonne. How
Bad
are you, Dennis?
He's really made an impact on people.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Seriously. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Listen, you boo. Evan, you gave that guy the whole spiel about why you don't boo people.
Yeah, that's
cool and everything, but maybe that guy wasn't there to see him perform like that. He paid for him to see him perform like that, and he's stinking up the joint. Gotta boo him.
Right.
I'm not saying that you don't have a right to do it, but I'm going to rationally talk you off that ladder. What's wrong with that?
Listen, we love Deke. I remember at a game, home game versus the Eagles, he had a couple of fumbles. We booed Tiki.
I think I had 3.
Yeah, bro, we booed you so bad. I vividly remember someone behind me saying, we should have drafted his brother. It was crazy.
That's great. Did it hurt your feelings at all, Tiki?
Go kiss ass.
I earned the booze. I appreciated the hate that was justifiably thrown my way. I did not mind it because it made me a better player. And that game, I also rushed for 200 yards, including setting us up for the game-winning field goal.
You're damn right. You're damn right. I think that we have to keep in mind that while you have a right to do something, doesn't mean you should do something. That's the difference.
It's just too early with Juan Soto. I think that's the issue. If we were in July and it was the same, he's hitting 215 and he's got four home runs.
Oh, God, could you imagine?
And his OPS is, I don't know, 705?
Yeah.
Then you're probably at the point where you're saying, damn, maybe we overpaid for this guy, at least for this year.
Well, but
you know it's going to come back.
I agree with you on that. You are listening to WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. There are moments, and if you stay the entire game tomorrow night, there may be that moment where I give you the elbow and I say, boo spot.
Like, oh, you're gonna implore me to boo?
No. I'm not imploring anybody
to
boo.
I'm not a booer.
I'm evaluating. I'm telling you what I expect. So when Juan came up in the ninth inning of a tie game after the Mets rallied against the Twins not too long ago, and Soto had already bounced into a double play, a rare 4-3 double play a few innings earlier, I nudged you during commercial break and said, this is a boo spot.
Right. No, you're
if
right.
If this was Citi Field and Juan doesn't come through, he's going to hear it. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow night at Citi, he'll get cheered. He'll be fine until he strikes out with guys on base. But right now, he is the face of the Met offensive struggles, fair or not. And Lindor's a big part of it, too. Because Lindor, here's the thing that Lindor is doing that's kind of weird. He's not as bad as he was last year to start, but he's not good either. And his defense has obviously gotten far
worse. I think
the
biggest thing is that, because that was what you could fall back on. Well, he's a gold glove shortstop. He's the best defensive shortstop in Major League Baseball. He hasn't been that. Was he four errors already?
Yeah, he's been struggling.
Right.
And significant errors, too.
Right.
You know who's played gold glove defense?
Pete Alonso.
Juan Soto. No, Pete Alonso, too. Yes. Jim's in Levittown. How you doing today, Jim?
I'm a little annoyed with you.
Why? What I
do? You have a lot of responsibility. Your voice is 1,000 times louder than any other Met fan out there. And if you start panicking, you give permission to every other Met fan to start panicking.
I'm not panicking.
Evan.
Am I panicking?
Stop panicking,
Am
Evan.
I panicking?
No, but you say stuff like, oh, Lindor's not doing this. And you're basically feeding those. I'm a Met fan for all 60 years of my life.
Yeah.
And I certainly have all the negative feelings every other Met fan feels, except I can keep them under wraps, you know?
Well, because I'm sorry. I know. No. I'm not going to keep my feelings under wraps. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And here's the second part, all right? We're on the radio in the middle of a Met game. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. I've gotten used to it over the years. You're going to get my real reaction. Sometimes we get to go to sleep at night.
Yeah, luckily we weren't on TV because we're trying to do a show talking football, and you're over here reacting like,
well, I didn't get on the air. I didn't say anything on the air.
Cut your mic off. It was awesome.
I'm a baby.
Out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, wait, what happened?
But I would actually say I was very professional during our show.
You were always very professional.
Thank you. But after the game is over, see, here's the perk that sometimes we get, and clearly Boomer and Gio are going to have, and Sal and BT have. They get to go to sleep tonight. Not that Boomer would be that. Well, actually, Boomer would be emotional. I think he's the most emotional Met fan at the station.
Really?
Believe it or not, yeah. I think he's sneakily very reactionary to things that happen. But I respect that about him. But Boomer goes to sleep tonight. So when he wakes up at 6 a.m. to react or maybe talk about the Met loss, it happened hours ago. He's able to get rational. This game happened while we're on the air. And so I'm giving you my initial reaction. Sometimes I do Ricos like that. Sometimes I don't. I'm not worried. I'm not panicking.
Right.
I'm annoyed. I'm a baby.
And
if you're a sports fan who breathes, you get annoyed when your team loses. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not.
So, but I'm not panicking.
18.
I can't be annoyed in game 18? Is that a rule now?
Only at Juan Soto?
I'm annoyed at the offense.
Okay.
I'm annoyed at Brandon Nimmo.
You just said it's Juan Soto's fault.
Well, he's the face of their offensive struggles, but it's Brandon Nimmo, it's Francisco Lindor, and you just talked about his defense. Basically, here's the thing. Everyone has struggled except for Pete. Pete's carrying everybody else's lazy ass. Mm. And so for all you Met fans that wanted to run this guy out of town, hi, how's it going? What'd their record be without Pete Alonso?
Don't know. I just gotta say something. We had a prime opportunity. Prime opportunity. Because Evan ran our last segment so long that we had to take a break at 4:44. So we had to come back before 5. We had the perfect, I mean, the most ideal probably the only time in the history of our show going forward to actually do Cinco de Fivo at 5 o'clock. And we didn't.
Well, it's 5:01, so it still counts, yeah, doesn't
it's
it?
It's not 5. So we had a chance to do it at 5:00. It's 5:00. Cinco de 5:00 for Sean Morash.
We went 0-2.
Well, how about
he killed our kidneys and we didn't get Cinco on top.
How about a Cinco de 5:01?
Cinco de 5:00 with Evan and Tiki on
even
the
that
fan.
Stretch has
been as it turns to 5:02.
5:02. Mr. 5:02. Cinco de 5:00 is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And by New Jersey Lottery. Anything can happen in Jersey. All right, the Mets have lost the series to the Twins. Mm. So look, it's not overreaction time, or is it? I'm here to give you the top five reasons you should be worried about the Mets.
Wow, this was a quick one.
Yeah. You got to turn it over, Tiki, in radio. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Honestly, not enough guys willing to use torpedo bats. Killing the offense right now. Killing it. Marte
is anyone on the Mets?
Marte has a couple, Lindor, but that's about
Lindor?
It.
Lindor,
Yeah, you know, we've also checked out on the torpedo bat stuff. I'm not even keeping track.
You know why? Because it's not a big deal.
Well,
it wasn't a big deal the first week of the season for the Yankees. It is not a big deal now.
I don't know if you noticed this, but we play Yahoo Fantasy Baseball. That's how we play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo puts a torpedo bat graphic next to hitters who use it. So, for example, I'm facing my friend Troy this week. He has Anthony Volpe, and next to Anthony Volpe is a tiny little bat. I have Paul Goldschmidt. Next to Paul Goldschmidt is a tiny little bat. So I don't even know who uses the torpedo bat unless I'm checking out.
That's funny.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
The number four reason you should be worried about the Mets. Edwin Diaz still shaky. Heck, he's not even the best closer in this town.
Well, that's not true. Edwin did a great job.
I'm only going off Pete Hoffman from the Rico. He keeps telling us this.
Hoff's wrong. Edwin Diaz actually got the job done today. He was bailed out on a review on a Harrison Bader caught stealing, but Diaz was perfect today. The only question one may have, and maybe I'll analyze this on the Rico, is why are you going to Diaz in the ninth? Wouldn't it behoove you to maybe, as a high strikeout guy, to actually use him in the 10th with a runner on second? Or are you focused on just extending the game? But more on that at about 11 o'clock tonight.
All right,
number three.
Sure, it was only 3 runs. I know it was a bullpen game, but never a good sign. The team has already had a game now where they've actually missed Griffin Canning.
Well, he was sick. What are you going to do?
And he's already back tomorrow.
Yes. He was sick. He's making the start tomorrow. So, Tiki, you get to see Griffin Canning pitch live for the first time in your life. Save the tickets, though.
I can't wait.
What a moment. All right.
Number two.
Brandon Nimmo's cooked. Cooked. Hmm? At least at least he talked Pete into hiring Scott Boras. You know, I got to get that long-term security.
Look, here's the thing about Brandon Nimmo. We have to have an uncomfortable conversation.
He's not a cleanup hitter.
I'm not saying he's cooked. Not even saying he's a cleanup hitter. If you go back to July now, this is an extended slump. This has gone on for a long time, and you wonder if he's still not physically healthy. And if that's the case, sit his ass down on the bench for a few days. But right now, Brandon Nimmo is without a doubt a problem in this lineup.
And number one.
Number one.
I think it's safe to say on April 16th, 2025, we have a definitive answer on something with the Mets. And this is the number one reason you should be worried about them. Juan Soto can't handle being the star of a New York baseball team. He didn't have to worry about that last year as a secondary Robin type figure. I mean, he's pressing being the guy on a team. That's got to be tough.
You want to handle
this? I don't even know if I buy this one.
Well, I mean,
first of all, Pete Alonso is the star right now. And if it's not Pete Alonso, then Francisco Lindor is the captain. And so, ultimately, he's one of three.
But shouldn't your highest paid offensive player be the star on your
money
team?
Money is just a tool to buy stuff.
So Juan Soto cannot handle this part of New York.
Mm. Okay.
He can handle that part of New York.
I'm going to end with this.
Maybe he's on Amazon for too many hours at night. That's why he's not performing so well.
This is an either-or question, not an either. Who is a bigger bust? Juan Soto in his first month as a Met or Ron Dane's rookie year as a Giant?
I need to, before I answer that question, I'm so confused by you.
Okay.
So confused.
All right.
Because what you just said to me, it hurt my ears.
I said something wrong vocabularily?
No. You said this is an either or not an either.
Oh, not a neither, I meant.
Intellectually bankrupt.
I meant not a neither.
Now we know who truly is.
Right. So, now
I'm
0
for 2
it.
On Jeopardy on the show.
But the thing is, I was wondering why you were saying either two ways. in three words.
I don't know what that means.
Because he's an idiot.
Because you said either or not an either.
Okay, because I didn't want the answer to be neither. The answer is you got to pick one.
But why did you?
Yes, because I was trying to sound smart.
You said it right. You said not. Whatever.
Just give me an answer,
is
man.
Is either or either in your brain?
Are you an idiot?
Either or either, what is it?
Either.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You say potato, somebody else says potato.
Tiga, I'm a fat moron.
I've never had mashed potatoes.
And what Tiggy has done so brilliantly is he's avoided answering you. Don't be questioned.
Don't give me the blender. Dane, rookie year, one shot in April.
I'm a genius. You know I'm going to be a politician before too long.
He's right.
Mikey Sherrill's leaving the 11th district. He's going to run for governor.
Damn right. All right, get out of here,
Sherrill. He didn't answer.
He doesn't have to answer it. It's a dumb question. It's a stupid question. It's a dopey question. Look,
Ron Dane was not a bust.
Ron Dane wasn't a bust, and Juan Soto is a 5 for 5 away from his numbers being awesome again.
Right.
He has struggled, and sometimes we look for why. We look for the why, right? Pete Alonso last year is a great example of us struggling to find the why.
Mm-hmm.
It was widely said, I didn't necessarily agree with this, but it was widely said and repeated over and over again that Pete Alonso struggled because of the pressures of a contract year, right? Over and over again, people said that. Now, this year, also a contract year.
Yeah.
he looks as good as he's looked since his rookie year, and now what? He's relaxed? Why? Because he's making a few more million dollars, still essentially on a one-year deal with an opt-in for year two?
But didn't he?
It's a narrative. It's ridiculous.
But I think he also made changes. Like, he bettered himself this offseason.
Amen, Tiki.
And I don't know whether he didn't have time or he didn't recognize that he needed to last offseason.
So you're telling me it's not the pressures of a contract?
No.
That's my point. I agree with you.
Because sometimes ultimately, it doesn't matter if it's the pressures of a contract or not. You still got to perform.
Of course. We don't care the reason. We just want you to perform. So it was widely accepted that Pete struggled for one reason. Now he's playing well, and it's like, oh, it's got to be something else. I don't know why Juan Soto is hitting .231. I don't know. It could be as simple as his just mechanics are out of whack. And sometimes that happens as a professional athlete, and you got to get yourself out again. It may have nothing to do with his contract. It may have nothing to do with the weather. It may have nothing to do with Queens. It may have nothing to do with who's hitting behind him. It just may be a slump that baseball players go through. And I think I speak for most Met fans when I say it doesn't matter the why.
Right.
It just is be better.
I don't care why. Just get it right.
That's it.
Right.
Let's go to Brandon in Fairfield. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Two things. One, I think you definitely have to boost Soto. I mean, you're paying him $765 million to hit .230. That's just incredible.
Well, are you a Met fan or Yankee fan, out of curiosity?
Yankee fan.
Okay. No, I just want to curious. Keep going. I appreciate it. Thank you.
My next thing is also, he has to, I mean, him saying that stuff yesterday just shows that he knows he can't live up to that contract.
All right, I've had enough. I've had enough of you now, Brandon. Was that Tierney? No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted, I don't need to team check everybody because you are allowed to root for teams and have opinions on others. I do it all the time, and I think you could be fair about it. But when a Yankee fan tells Met fans, you should boo Juan Soto, there's probably an ulterior motive.
Yeah, definitely. And look, living up to the contract means you're going to be an MVP, you're going to be the best right fielder in baseball, means you're going to hit 42 home runs. That's what we all assume having the highest contract in baseball means. But what it really means is that Steve Cohen sees Juan Soto as the most marketable player and one of the best players in the game, and it's going to help his bottom line, whether that's winning games, whether that's selling merchandise, whether that's elevating the play of guys around him. That's why he's making that much money. It's the same reason Shohei Ohtani, albeit most of it deferred, is making that much money. It's The fact that he's 27 years old, or was 27 years old, means he's going to do it for a long time, period.
That's a big part of it. Danny's in Roslyn. How are you, Danny?
What's up, Danny?
Yeah, hi, guys. I don't know if I've never heard anybody mention this, but, you know, Juan Soto, in his last 57 games last year on the Yankees, hit .240.
Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't say it specifically, Danny, but I did mention recently that he slumped. I remember him slumping in September. So, keep going. Oh, go ahead.
No, but watching him, I mean, he was missing pitches more. He was hitting a lot of ground balls to the right side. You know, he tends to do that when he pulls the ball.
And to your point, and this was the point I was making without data, I'll give you some data now, is that when you slump to begin a season, it's more recognizable because, like, if you're watching on SNY right now, they have a graphic up with his stats.
Right.
I'll read them to you. .231, 3 home runs, 7 RBIs, 798 OPS. Those numbers suck. If you do that for a 17-game stretch in the middle of July, you don't see those numbers.
No.
So, to his point, in August last year, Juan Soto with the New York Yankees hit .222. With a .353 on base percentage. He did hit 10 home runs, so he was still hitting a lot of home runs. So he slumped is the point. I'm sure if I kind of framed it in a different sample size of 18 games where he struggled, yeah, I'm sure there are stretches in which he's been worse than what he's been here with the Mets, but it just looks worse when it's to begin a season. It looks worse when you're not getting clutch hits. And yeah, it looks worse when you're new to a team and you just got a mega contract.
Yeah, no, you're right. But this is something Met fans are familiar with because of Francisco Lindor. It's every year. It's the same thing with Francisco Lindor. He's usually hitting worse than this. But let's not forget, a year ago, Francisco Lindor was being argued as the MVP of the National League.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Shohei Ohtani, he might have won it.
Yes, indeed.
After a slow start.
He would've.
So that is still on the table for both Lindor, who's coming around slowly, but also for Juan Soto, who's one of the great players in the game, period.
We will check in on a claim Aaron Boone made last night after the Yankee game, plus a cute new nickname for the Kansas City Royals. We'll get you set for Yankees Royals and more from angry Met fans and Yankee fans who are just trying to be jerks. 888-808-1019. I have to give Tommy credit for his Paul Goldschmidt leadoff prediction.
Thank you.
From spring training, and now we have a neck-and-neck race in terms of who's going to lead off the most, because coming into tonight's Yankee game, Ben Rice had done it 8 times, Paul Goldschmidt had done it 8 times, and Austin Wells only did it 1 time, which was opening day. Tonight, the Yankees are facing a lefty. I like to call him Booby, but it's Chris Bubich. He is a lefty, and for that reason, Tommy's taking the lead because Paul Goldschmidt is leading off for the New York Yankees.
I've got a golden ticket.
Goldie, Cody, Judge, who's getting a DH today, Jazz Chisholm, Volpe, Austin Wells, Trent Grisham, Jason Dominguez, and Oswald Peraza, the starting lineup, as Clark Schmidt makes his return. Now, did you notice last night, Jason Dominguez, who Sean called out before the show saying, hey, he's got to hit more. Well, I think he answered. He went 3 for 3, including a big, big bases-clearing extra base hit in which he slapped his helmet off of his face, which was kind of funny. Jason Dominguez was immediately taken out for defense. And immediately, Sean Morash texted our group chat and said, what are we doing? Why is he coming out for defense?
I don't think it was texted in that voice, but okay.
And immediately...
It did sound kind of urgent, though.
It felt very urgent.
It did. I was walking the dog. I was like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, he's freaking out. And as he's texting it, Trent Grisham made this incredible play in right center field, to which I was defending Booney because I like Dominguez. I think he's played a real solid left field, but when you've got Grisham, Bellinger, and Judge as a potential outfield late in games with a lead, I think that's an elite-level defensive outfield.
Right, it is.
So... until Jason Dominguez becomes Juan Soto offensively, not the current Juan Soto, but you know what I mean, I'm going to take him out for defense. But then Booney, after the game, made me feel like an idiot because he said, oh, no, I only took him out because he dropped his contacts.
Right, but he has taken him out for defense as a defensive substitute.
Oh, yes, but this is why I believe Boone. It was too early. It was the 7th, not the 8th or the 9th.
All right.
It felt an inning too early.
Here is Aaron Boone explaining it. I'll tell you why I think he's full of it. Go ahead.
Well, I took him out because his contacts, he lost his contacts. So, but still, when I have Grish sitting over there, you know, it's not that hard. And then, in the first play, Grish goes out and makes an unbelievable play. But so it's just part of how I want to use the roster here and let JD continue to get more and more comfortable. And but it was more as his contacts came.
Yeah,
I was right there.
I don't believe that.
I mean, contacts.
But
who has contacts anymore? Go get LASIK surgery.
Oh, now you're calling out the kid for not getting the LASIK.
Got to get to that contract.
I think that
it's not that expensive. It's like it's been around for 30 years almost.
So I don't count as money, man.
So why don't guys get LASIK then?
I don't know. I don't know. I got it done because I used to wear contacts.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so it's funny because it was back when they did it with a blade. It wasn't a laser cut. So I could hear the blade and it cuts your eye, your whatever, cornea. And they lift it and you go dark. And I only did one eye. Because I was terrified that it might mess up.
So you have a contact in one eye?
No. I just have one. One eye was worse than the other.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't want to not be able to field punts if they messed it up.
Ah.
So I only did one eye.
So that whole conversation is not going to convince GD, as Boone now
calls
him.
Well, now it's easy. Now they do it in like 10 seconds.
Really? It's that easy?
It's simple because it's a laser.
Then why did Sal have all those issues? He had to miss like a week of work. Didn't he have the laser thing? Wasn't that what he did?
Baby.
Oh, all right, Deke. I'm defending him.
I don't know. I'm sure he had a complication or something.
I thought he was a tough guy. You're basically saying Salicata is a bitch, and I think that's very inappropriate.
Whoa.
That's what Deke
said. Hold on. Maybe the procedure takes 2 seconds. The recovery would take a week.
Well, then I think you should apologize to him.
I'm trying to think if I did it. I definitely didn't do it in season.
But to be fair, you're not flying an airplane. You're hosting a sports talk radio show, so you're not handling like heavy machinery.
Even if you're blind, doesn't really
probably
matter.
Should have came back the next day.
So are you joining in Tiki and calling him that inappropriate
word? I'd have to ask Sal, but they may have told him a week recovery, but if you're just talking on the radio, you can't be a pirate. You can't be Captain Jack Sparrow.
I got my teeth pulled one day and went to practice later on that day.
And you played with a broken freaking arm.
Yeah, but I'm just tough.
Hold on, I got a one up you right now. I had
you got hit by a taxi,
but I missed the show, Tommy.
Did I really take credit?
Oh yeah, dude, I was in the hospital. I did actually,
but
I
you
was,
called into the radio station.
Were you hurt?
No, so I didn't miss the show. I got sent home early because I had laryngitis, and so I was biking and I got hit.
Oh.
Doing something on that now became the off day because of the laryngitis.
Wait, so what came first? You missing the show or getting hit by a taxi?
I started the show. I got sent home by Chernoff because I couldn't speak. I was
right.
Like,
then you got hit by a taxi.
Then I got hit.
And then you came to work the next day?
No, I missed one day and then I came back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I technically missed work. Right. Yeah. I made it to work the morning of a root canal. That I definitely pulled off. Got a root canal and was there that day. Let me just get back to this why I think Boone's full of crap and you're wrong. So when Dominguez gets the big hit to end the seventh inning, Peraza makes the final out. The only way you're going to get that at-bat from him in the bottom of the seventh inning is if you send seven guys to the plate, which means you're going to score another run, which means there's a chance you've already broken the game open.
Right.
Why would I make the trade-off of mediocre defense for two innings versus the small possibility of getting an extra at-bat?
Mm.
Like, if Boone's telling the truth, I think he's wrong. It doesn't make any sense, actually, because it's not a knock on Dominguez. I think Dominguez has played good left field. Mm-hmm. I think Grisham, Bellinger, and Judge are tremendous defensively in the outfield.
No, I agree.
And I want my best defense out there with a 4-2 lead.
But wouldn't that be the spot? I think any manager that has guttural instincts,
he's
got three hits. He made the couple big plays the night before. At some point, you have to pick your shot to go, this is his chance to build his confidence. I'm going to show him I believe in
him. His confidence is fine. He's playing good defense. What's the problem? I don't understand.
But Evan, he knows in the back of his mind he keeps getting taken out. If he gets the tap of the shoulder, no, Jason, you're having a night. Go out there and believe it.
Especially after the last couple of days where he's actually, even though he's misread a couple of them, but he still made the plays.
Are you telling me it's not going to happen all year,
Evan? I'll tell you why. I may disagree with Boone because I don't know if Boone agrees with what I'm about to say. I'm just going to give you my IBO opinion. Jason Dominguez coming out for defense is not as much about defense as you guys think it is.
Hmm. What is it?
Oh, let me use Juan Soto as an example. How come they don't take him out for defense? Good question.
You just told me he's a gold glove.
Okay, let's take a step back. He's played very good defense. The Mets' best defensive outfield when Siri was healthy would be to take him out for defense, right?
Of course.
Okay, so I'll ask it again. How come the Mets don't take Juan Soto out for defense? How come the Yankees didn't? Go ahead.
Because his bat.
Because his bat is so good that you would be stupid to ever take him out. The same way Met fans used to say you can't take Piazza out for a pinch runner. Joe would scream about it all the time. He was so good. The day you stop taking Dominguez out for defense is the day he's so good offensively, it's absurd to take him out. Does that make sense?
Yesterday wasn't that day.
Well, no, no, no.
It's not about consistency,
You're talking about consistently. Like,
consistently,
you just know that he's that good.
Yeah.
It's not about he's hot.
Right,
he's had a good month or a good couple of weeks. He's just good.
When he's gotten to the point as an offensive player, and I think he's got a chance to get there. I think Dominguez has a chance to be a tremendous player. When he gets to the point where you can't take him out for defense because he's so good offensively, we're not thinking about this the right way. Because defensively, Bellinger and Grisham are always going to be an upgrade. No matter how good he gets.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are tremendous defensively.
Right.
So it's not as much about the defense as you guys think it is. It's about when is it inexcusable to take a bat like that out of your lineup. And maybe that happens this year. Maybe it doesn't. That's my opinion. Dominguez isn't coming out because of his defense. He's coming out because he's not that yet offensively.
I have kind of like a chicken and egg theory, though. How do you continue to grow and get better offensively? You have more confidence in your all-around game. How do you get more confidence in your all-around game? People believing in you, especially the manager.
Right.
How many at-bats did he not take last night because he came out for defense?
Ended up being a short game to the top of the line, so I'm going to assume none, right?
No, it was one. It was one.
Oh, Grisham came up. Right?
Okay, he's still got three at-bats. Like, calm down. You think it's hurting his confidence? He's still getting a chance to play every single day. The moment Dominguez is being talked about as one of the great hitters in baseball, trust me, you're never taking him out for defense.
I still think it's early in the season, and Aaron Boone is it still feels like a keep earning it, kid.
Yeah.
Right? You're doing a good job. Keep earning
it. But don't you think a lot of it is about what I'm saying, which is offense
not
defense?
No, without a doubt. But it's also a keep earning it.
Yeah.
And at some point, if he keeps hitting the way that he is hitting, that Aaron Boone will feel that way.
Absolutely.
You've earned it. I don't need to take you out for defensive because you're a good defender, obviously, but
and,
also because your bat is too strong for us to sit down.
Bingo.
You guys are dumb.
Aaron, I'm making a lot of sense today. it's an end situation.
It'll happen.
Oh, I think so,
too. He's still young. I think he's technically a rookie.
I agree. I also thought it was badass when Max Fried basically looked at Aaron Boone in the face and said, what the hell's wrong with you? Why are you taking me out of this game? I think the exact quote that Max Fried used, because I was pulling a John Boy by reading his lips, was, I got this. I got this. And you know what Boone said?
No, you don't.
Get the hell out of this game. You don't have this. But you know why they have this? The Yankees are facing a Kansas City Royal team that they own. They're the daddies of. And did you hear the new nickname for the Kansas City Royals?
I did not. I'm waiting eagerly for you.
So,
you teased it four times.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope it lives up to that. Jeez, I don't know if it will now. You guys familiar with Gary Cohen?
Of course.
Heard of him.
Broadcaster of the New York Mets. I love Gary. I mean, I criticize him sometimes, but I love him. Gary Cohen hates the
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yankees. And he'll take shots at them even when he doesn't mean to take a shot at them. So last night, when Gary Cohen was talking about the Yankees' victory, he decided to put down the Royals. Basically, this is what Met fans did to the Yankees throughout the playoffs last year. Great, you won, the opponents suck. So here is Gary Cohen describing the Kansas City Royals.
Bobby Witt, and then eight guys who can't hit.
I love. They should put that on a T-shirt.
That's so wrong.
Bobby Witt and eight guys who can't hit.
Did he intentionally rhyme it? That's the question.
I don't know.
Because it just naturally rhymes, but was that intentional? I don't know. Next time we talk to Gary,
we have to remember
to ask him.
Yes.
That. Yeah. Oh. I wonder if he's going to start calling the Mets Pete Alonso and eight guys that can't.
it doesn't rhyme. It doesn't rhyme, bro.
Exactly. So not about the rhyme.
Here's the difference. That one about the Royals is probably true.
Like, Pete Alonso and eight other guys that are just so-so.
That doesn't sound good either. And the truth is the Mets will eventually not be that. I think if we're being fair, the Royals are, unless you believe in, you know, what, Salvador Perez at age 109 years old is going to blossom again. I mean, maybe, maybe not. MJ Melendez?
Probably not.
Like, Bobby Witt and Eight Guys Who Can't Hit is one of the most badass nicknames I've ever heard. And I want to run with it for the rest of the year. So anytime we ever mention the Kansas City Royals.
Bobby Witt and then Eight Guys Who Can't Hit.
Yeah, that's going to be their new nickname. It's like the opposite of Murderer's Row and Cano. That's what Jim Leland called the Yankees in 2006 out of respect. And now we got Gary Cohen disrespecting the Kansas City Royals by calling them Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt and then Eight Guys Who Can't Hit.
I don't know why that made me laugh. Anyhow, let's say hi to Frankie and Beth Page. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, Frankie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, Juan Soto has not had a great start to his season. He went 0 for 5 today, 3 strikeouts. Listen, you ever have days like this? But after he made those comments, this guy just needs to, like, keep his mouth closed. Because, like, if you wanted Aaron Judge to hit behind him, he should have stayed with the Yankees.
He's just saying the truth, though, right?
No, I know he's saying, like, what's happening. But I just need him, like, it's so, like, annoying to hear the Yankee fans to say, like, oh, he doesn't want to be on your team. He's already complaining. he is complaining. Listen, in his defense, all the pitches he's seen are in the dirt and or either in the other batter's box. But
Frankie, I'm going to help you out on this. And this is where I have experience that most people don't have. I went through this already. I went through this with Durant. I'm telling you, it's the same exact thing. I'm not saying it's going to end the same way. Hopefully it doesn't. But it was always about what Knicks fans were saying to me and us about Kevin Durant and putting us down. And I learned you can't care about what Knicks fans, or in this case Yankee fans, are telling you.
Right.
Here's the reality. Juan Soto answered a question. Not to get in the weeds on what he said and why it isn't a big deal, but I'll just frame it this way. He picked the Mets. That's it. It's over. He picked the Mets. Just like Kevin Durant picked the Nets.
Yep.
We didn't need to overanalyze every other thing that happened. It is what it is. Now Juan Soto, much like Durant, and I've graded him on my own, we will grade them based on what they do here, not what arrogant, douchey fans of other teams who are jealous say to you. Because I'm telling you, I know it's not exactly the same, and the Nets represent less than 0.5% of the New York fan base, but it's the same. Just trust me on it as someone who lived both. And what I learned from that experience is, and Frankie just expressed it, he's more bothered by what Yankee fans are saying. You can't let that be the thing.
Right. You're stuck on what the opponent is saying because he created the opportunity for Yankee fans to respond that way. That's what Frankie's.
But I don't think he did. He literally answered a question. Right. What do you want him to do?
And by the way, I don't think he's throwing a little flowers at Aaron Judge, but he's also not, as we talked about yesterday, not disparaging Pete Alonso.
He wasn't disparaging Alonso at all.
You can't, because Pete's hitting 350.
He was explaining what pitchers are doing.
Yes.
So the only one disparaging Pete Alonso are the pitchers and their strategy to not go hard after Juan Soto. Mm-hmm.
And he continued it today with a rip the double down left field.
He's been great.
Scored Lindor from first to start their rally.
But turning what Juan said the other day innocently to the New York Post as, he's got to keep his mouth shut. Okay, so that means you want him to just say to the media, I'm not talking to you. Imagine that story. Imagine that. Imagine if today Juan Soto, after the game, and I haven't seen his quotes yet. If you have any, let me know. If Juan Soto said, I'm not talking to you guys today. That'd be the biggest story in New York. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Juan Soto shuts down talking to the New York media off an 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts.
He can't do that, though. He won't.
I know he won't, but our last caller is basically saying, shut up, Juan.
Right.
You know what he could do, though? He could stand up, turn his back on the media, and not boo.
That was funny.
By the way, Frankie, who's Beth Page, whatever. I mean, I grew up there. So you could either move to Kansas City or deal with Yankee fans. This is part of living in New York, is we have multiple teams. It's that video that used to annoy Net fans. Don't you wish you picked the Knicks about Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Knicks fans chirped. Yankee fans are going to chirp. We're going to chirp back.
Thank you.
Don't let that live in your head because it's never going anywhere.
Thank you.
Like saying, I hate when it rains. Well, guess what? It's going to rain.
You finally,
Yankee fans aren't going anywhere. Now they're a little brother, but they're still always going to chirp.
You finally did it for me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what you did, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it. I've done this before for you, though.
He finally acknowledged that the situations are similar and was able to put his biases aside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. There's only 12 of us in the area who are Mets fans and Nets fans, and trust me, we all know. By the way, I came up with this great idea. I kind of want to talk about the Brooklyn Nets, but I respect the audience.
The Nets still in the league.
The audience,
do we ever talk about the Brooklyn Nets?
We don't.
Okay.
But I respect that the audience doesn't care.
The hapless Nets.
So I did this mathematical formula where I figured out that if the Nets have 195 fans, we owe them 30 seconds of airtime. So whatever,
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. We're on the air for 4.5 hours. 30 seconds of airtime is less than 1%. Do the math, Sean. It's like nothing. So what we have determined, and Tiki has approved it, is that if I have an urge to talk about the Brooklyn Nets, it'll be in the last 5 minutes of the show, and there'll be a 30-second shot clock for me to get all my points in and out before the 30 seconds expire.
I like this.
You like that?
This works.
Okay.
Does Sean get 30 seconds too? Or is Sean limited to like a quick reaction?
So it's funny. I asked the judges. They said Sean and I would have to share the 30 seconds.
Nice. Even better.
So I have a great idea. The issue I want to discuss at some point is Zion Williamson and the Nets potentially trading for him.
Oh, gosh.
So maybe like one day I'll get the 30 seconds.
Please and tell then me you want that as a net fan.
Excuse me?
Please tell me you want that as a net fan.
Are we starting the 30 seconds now?
I'm just setting you up for later.
And the way Evan timed it out, the people are going to hate those 30 seconds, Dave Sims and Susan Waltman. Terrible lead, you know?
Well, did I say at the end of the show? Oh, I said last 5 minutes.
You did.
Damn it. All right, so when
how about last 5 minutes of the hour?
Oh, okay.
We'll probably, I don't know if we'll be on the air, but why not just do it now? You already threw it out there.
You have to get the clock ready. I don't think you have the clock ready.
I have the clock ready always.
You have the, no, like a TikTok sound?
Oh, that kind of sound?
Yeah, you got to prepare it so the audience knows the clock's about to expire.
Hold on.
Now, I'm going to take a few calls before you get there. Trust me, we're all right. Let's go to, boy, a lot of options. This guy's waited a while, and I feel bad because the baseball got crazy. Edwin in Atlanta, my apologies on that. You got as much time as you want to make a football point. Thank you, sir.
What's up, Edwin?
My point is not long at all. I just wanted to ask Tiki, since we were talking about the point system moving in the draft.
Yes.
There's talks about Kayvon being traded during the draft.
Oh,
how many points do you think? How many points do you think he could generate for the Giants?
That's interesting.
To move back up.
That's
that's a great question.
Do you know how player trades affect the point system?
I
don't know. I only know how I think it's probably on a case by case basis if it'll make you defer. Right, because ultimately the point system is just for guidance.
Right. Remember, DJ Moore was in that one trade to figure out the picks.
Exactly. It's just for guidance. It's done. You don't necessarily have to do it. It's just generally speaking. So if you came up, I don't know, 100 points short, the deal could probably still get done. So if you're going to throw in a player, it's more of a, I would say, a gut feel or potential how it affects your organization going forward. But Kayvon's an interesting case because I keep hearing him. He keeps coming up because Abdul Carter is so much on people's minds. But he's going into his fourth season, so they have to make a decision relatively soon about his fifth-year option.
Mm.
And for him, they've changed these rules, by the way. Back in a decade ago, the fifth-year option was if you're top 10, you've made basically the franchise tag. If you were below that, it was a fraction of that. Now it's based on playing time, Pro Bowls, or in the number of those Pro Bowls. So right now, Kayvon Thibodeau's fifth-year option is $14.7 million. Now think of what the top edge rushers are making, right? It's getting up there.
Yeah.
20, 25, 27, 28. That's a steal for a guy that was picked fifth overall.
For now, it's a steal.
For now, it's a steal. Now, and I don't think he's falling off a cliff and becoming bad. So I think it's almost a no-brainer to pick up his fifth-year option.
But I also think it's no-brainer is probably too strong, but I do think it makes a lot of sense to use him as a chip to trade up when you're drafting Abdul Carter. And then you can, potentially.
Right.
Like, I got to see what it does to the value of going
from... But that's
from,
only if you get Abdul Carter. and then you need to use him to trade back in? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying you're drafting Abdul Carter at 3.
Yes.
And then you're using Kayvon and your second round pick to come back into the first round to draft Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.